Welcome to another Undisputed Primetime Special, and welcome back to my house here in Century City on the west side of Los Angeles. Now look, my man Shannon Sharp and I know all too well what everybody out there is going through because nobody's ever seen anything like this.
Nope.
But for the next hour, we're going to try to provide you with just a little relief by doing what we love to do best, and that's get into it about Dak's new contract strategy now that he's been tagged, and about Tom Brady's new IG post of this morning, and about did Matt Patricia step out of bounds with Darius Slay, and last but not least, a comment that I thought was really out of bounds from LeBron James last night.
LeBron has never stepped out of bounds, and you know it.
Yes, I do know it, and we're going to get into that, but it sounds like you're raring to go, so let's right to it. So, as I mentioned, now that Jerry Jones has said, tag, you're it to Dak Prescott, how should Dak play it when it comes to OTAs and training camp and then real games as we head toward next year?
Well, Skip, the only leverage that he has currently is that he hasn't signed the contract. So once he, as long as he isn't signed, if he doesn't show up for OTAs or mini camps or training camp, he can't be fined. Now, he puts his name on that contract, it's a different story. I believe the only leverage Dak has in order to get the contract done, because he has to sign a long-term deal by July 15th. If the deal, maybe they push it, you know, push it back kind of like they did a little bit. They're going to push OTAs and things like that back, Skip.
Yep.
Now, we don't know, but let's just say they're going to leave it as is. July 15th, anybody that's been franchise tagged must have a long-term deal or they must play up under the tag. For me, I believe the only leverage that Dak has is to skip OTAs, put pressure on Jerry. Skip mini camps, put pressure on Jerry. Maybe the first two or three days of training camp, provided that camp starts before July 15th, because once July 15th come and pass, he doesn't have a long-term deal, it's a no-go. He has to play up under the tag. So it's all a moot at that point in time, Skip. If he doesn't have the long-term deal by July 15th, he might as well just go ahead and show up. Skip, it seems to me that Jerry has an idea, Jerry and Steven, or who, maybe it's a family decision, that they have an idea of where the number they want to get to and what they think Dak's worth. Dak is looking at, he says, I just saw Ryan Tannehill get 62 fully guaranteed for eight games and two playoff games.
Yep.
I haven't
missed. For what he did last year.
For what he did last year. He says, I haven't missed a start in 4 years. I won two divisions. I won a playoff game. And you want to give me what? Now, all the guys that got long-term deals, you look at Russell Wilson, you look at Aaron Rodgers, you look at Wentz, and you look at Goff. Skip, those guys had years or multiple years on their contract. Dak says, I'm totally free. So in other words, Skip, they signed at somewhat of a discount because they had years to go. Dak says, I have no years. I will give you no discount. So this is where they are, Skip. It's going to get ugly because we talked about this when you and I, we were on the air when Kirk Cousins, Kirk was going through what he, I say, Skip, this is not going to end well. If they don't get something done, Skip, you're going to be in for another Cousins situation.
Although, you could say it ended well for Kirk Cousins because he made a ton of money.
A boatload. And right? got a new
And
just
still
got a new
making
deal.
A ton of money,
he did,
right?
He did.
He might be making the most money over the last 5 years of anybody.
He's sitting
right?
pretty. He's sitting pretty.
Okay, so Shannon Sharp says this is about to get ugly. Mm-hmm. Or you say ugly as in Dak, if he's stuck with the tag and they're still at a contractual impasse, after July 15th, would he start missing real games?
I don't believe Dak will miss real games, but let me tell you what, Skip. You remember last year, there were times that it was third and short, and Dak would lower his shoulder with no regard for his personal well-being. In the back of my mind, he's like, the only thing that can prevent me from getting a long-term deal, maybe it's not here, but from anybody, is I'm injured.
Mm.
So now, Skip, all of a sudden, you know that third, all of a sudden, third and four? Nah, I'm going to have to slide down at third and three, and we're going to have to punt this ball. All that factors in, Skip. Contrary to what anybody tells you, they go out there and just play. You play like that, Skip, when you have the security to know that, you know what, I got another year. I got $33 million coming next year or $40 million coming next year. It's when you don't.
My gut's over here boiling at the thought of everything you are suggesting. Look, I'm going to disqualify some of what you say because I'm going to remind our faithful viewers out there, Shannon Sharp is a Cowboy hater. Shannon Sharp would love to see my Cowboys fall on their faces, another, their pretty faces, again next year and miss the playoffs for a second straight year so he could win five more cases of Diet Mountain Dew. Am I right?
That would be lovely.
So you are encouraging dissension and chaos in the locker room. You're hoping that their leader is the one who's causing the dissension and
chaos. Jerry brought this about. Jerry could have made this a moot point. Just pay the man.
I'm going to say this one more time. You don't know that for a fact. I'm to the point that I believe that Dak and his agent are bringing this about because I'm going to remind you of a constant refrain from Jerry Jones over the low, these, what is it, 30, 40, what am I going on since 1989, knowing Jerry Jones, constant refrain. When have you known me not to get one of these deals done?
Right.
Well, now I do, Jerry. Exactly. This is the first time. I know you not to get this one done. Now, you still have until July 15th.
Correct.
But the clock or the time bomb are both ticking right now, right?
Right.
Because this could blow up in everybody's face. But I am now convinced that Dak is asking for out-of-bounds money. I'm convinced he's asking for more than you could even fathom right now, more than you could comprehend, and it would be up to Jerry to leak to the media just how dug in Dak and Todd France are at this figure that I think is out of bounds, and they're not going to leak it because they don't want to cut their nose off to spite their face because they still need Dak to be the face of and leader of the entire franchise. So they don't want to undercut his credibility by saying, hey, Cowboy Nation, he's asking for X, Y, and are you believing Z? Because he's asking for more money by far than any quarterback has ever asked for, including probably Patrick Mahomes when he's going to get his new deal in the very near future.
Okay.
So I'm to the point where I'm saying, Jerry always gets these done. Jerry's known more for overpaying. Am I right?
True.
He overpaid his entire offensive line. He overpaid, you could argue, Ezekiel Elliott, as we talked about, off the Gurley deal. Now, Gurley obviously is out of L.A. on this big contract that he got, and he's now an Atlanta Falcon for 1 year, and they only gave him $6 million. He gets $5 million from the Rams,
right.
So he's going to make $11 million next year. But the only reason Jerry had to cave on Zeke was Todd Gurley's deal. Mm-hmm. Did he overpay? You could argue. Did he overpay DeMarcus Lawrence? Yes, he did off the production you got from him last year. Mm-hmm. Did he overpay Jalen Mills? Yes, he did off the production you got
Jalen
from
Smith,
him.
You mean.
I mean, Jalen Smith. Sorry. He would really have to overpay Jalen Mills because he's not very good, right?
Yeah.
But I thought Jalen Smith was really good. We had him on the show at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't live up to his contract last year.
Okay.
So you got a whole bunch of overpaid underachievers.
Okay.
And now he's horrified, I believe Jerry is, at the prospect of way overpaying Dak, and he won't be able to live up because he bet on himself last year, and did he live up to that? Well, they went 8-8, and I keep telling you, I love Dak Prescott, but I cannot defend 8-8. That's all you throw back in my face.
Right.
The quarterback started all 16 games, and they went 8-8.
Well, you defended a lot last year because you. When I tried to tell you it was Dak, you said it was the defense, or you said it was Zeke, or it was Jason Garrett. Now that he wants his money.
It was their fault. Yeah.
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 But here's the thing, Skip. Let me ask you a question. Okay, Russell Wilson got $70 million fully guaranteed with 2 years left. Aaron Rodgers got $79 million with 2 years left. Jared Goff got 57.6 fully guaranteed with 2 years left. Carson Wentz got $63 million with 2 years left. How much should Dak get with no years left on his contract if they got those numbers?
What if they say $40 million and $150 guaranteed?
No! Oh, whoa. That would have done sign that. You give him $150
Okay, no. But what if he's asking for that?
No, I believe, Skip, that if they were to go, let's just say for the sake of argument, $150 for 4 years, and they're going to do something around $80 million.
I don't know any of these figures. I don't believe anything because I just believe in Jerry getting deals done.
Right.
And for some reason, he's saying, no, sorry, I can't.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And everybody's jumping on Jerry. Just pay the man. Mm-hmm. Well, tell me what you're going to pay him. Give me something.
It's gonna have to come in somewhere with no years left on his contract, Skip. It's going to have to come in somewhere around $80 million fully guaranteed with about $150 to $160 over those 4 years.
Okay.
Because it seems like everybody's doing the four-year deals. You see what your guy got 2 years. Most people are doing 3 years and four-year deals, Skip.
Mm-hmm.
Phillip Rivers got a one-year deal. Brady signed a two-year deal. Teddy Bridgewater did 3 years. Drew Brees got 2 years. Tannehill got 4 years.
Yeah, and Jerry does like the five-year deals.
Yes.
Because you can spread out the bonus,
and
right?
Plus, guess what, Skip? We got labor peace for 10 years. So the longer I can keep him under this contract, the better it's going
to
be.
Speaking of labor peace, did they not just agree to a new CBA?
They did.
Kind of shockingly, it was more the rank and file members voted a slight majority.
Right.
But included in that deal is a thing called exclusive franchise tag.
Correct.
Owners lost the other tag, but they still get one.
Right, you get one.
And it's now applied to Dak Prescott.
Correct.
So is fair? You know, is it part of the deal that you get to tag somebody? Yes, it is.
Right.
So should Dak balk at the fact that he's going to make $33 million next year? That's still pretty good money.
That is good money, but that's for 1 year. He wants the security that Russell Wilson got for 2 years, or Aaron Rodgers, or Wentz. You know, Wentz 2021 salary of $15.7 million is fully guaranteed starting today.
Okay, but 33 is fully guaranteed starting July 15.
That's for 2020.
Okay.
What do you got for 2021?
Okay, well, then you could get tagged again. Hey, it's going to go through the roof, the next tag.
What if he gets hurt? See, that doesn't matter. The sun doesn't have to come up tomorrow.
Okay.
Carson Wentz getting $15.7 million, fully guaranteed.
Well, you're still getting your 33.
That's for 1 year, Skip.
Okay.
He says, I want long-term security. You paid me, Skip, when he won Rookie of the Year, did y'all give him any extra for winning Rookie of the Year and taking you to the playoffs? Nope.
Well, he's a fourth-round draft choice.
Okay.
Okay.
He says, so now I need to get money that says where I am as far as quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Dak is a starting quarterback in the NFL. After 4 years, that says that's somewhere between $33 and $40 million. Where you want to go, maybe you want to slide to 37, 38, who knows?
So to me, if it's all fair and square that an owner is allowed to put a tag on somebody that's still legit great money, $33 million, then it is dirty pool if that player then says, I'm going to hold out of OTAs or training camp or even real games. It's dirty pool.
No,
it's not fair.
Yeah.
And I think Dak Prescott is a good man with a good football backbone and high character.
Right.
Okay, so I think he's going to look at OTAs as saying, okay, if you're paying me $33 million still, even though we didn't make our deal, I should be there for OTAs and I should be there for training camp. Because if you're not, you're going to cut off your own nose to spite your face as a quarterback.
Right.
Because you got a new head coach, you got a quasi-new system, some new terminology.
Right.
They're going to try to keep some, but you know some of it's going to be different. And if you miss OTAs in camp, are you not going to jeopardize your ability to win football games next year?
Well, hey.
Yes, you are.
But I'm also jeopardizing your ability to win championship, which means a lot to you, Skip. There's a reason why when you go to sporting events, they charge $10 for a drink because they know they can get it. Well, if you allow me to bring my own drinks and chips and hamburgers and hot dogs, how much could you charge in the stadium? Dak knows the only leverage that he has currently is his ability to miss those OTAs since they've tagged him. So I've got to keep pressure on Jerry Jones, because if I show up, everybody's going to think, well, just like AD last year, Skip, remember? He showed up and Dale Dempsey, oh, everything good. He having a good old time. He's 30 and 13. No, I told y'all I need y'all to move me.
So you're telling me the only leverage he has is to break the rules.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
It's not a rule until he puts his name on the contract. They can't find him. You could always remove the tag, Skip, and say, Dak, you know what, Dak? We've had enough of your shenanigans. We're going to remove this tag. Go get what you can get.
Oh, you mean just let him go?
Let him go!
No!
Why not?
Because we're not going to do that.
Why not?
Because we need him, and we love him, and we're going to make this work, and at some point, we're all going to come to some new agreement.
Why would you want a guy that went 8-8 and all the big throws, the crucial throws that you said that were needed to be made?
He missed them.
He didn't make them. So why would you want that guy?
Can't defend that.
Why would you want that guy?
Because I've loved him for 4 years, and you know I've loved him for 4 years. And he's also made a lot of big plays in previous years.
Oh.
And he threw for a whole lot of yards, empty calories, said Shannon Sharp, last year. He actually put up historical numbers that added up to 8-8. Can't defend the 8-8.
But here's the thing, Skip. When you pay a player this kind of money, you're not paying somewhat, but you're projecting. You're paying him for what you believe he's going to be. Do you believe Dak is going to be a top-tier quarterback over the next 4 or 5 years moving forward? If you can answer that no, you don't pay him. If you answer that yes, you've got to pay him.
I think he'll be a top-10 quarterback over the next 5 years. Heck, he could play into his 40s the way he takes care of himself and as durable as he is. Right. Right.
But the thing is, Skip, and he's looking at it. Now, they said they wanted – the owner said they wanted – the NFL said they wanted to get this, this CBA done because they wanted to do what? They wanted to go to the networks. We got that 17th game coming for you guys.
I got that.
We got that, that extra playoff
game. Remember, Dak Prescott is an independent businessman in and of himself.
Yes.
And he makes, I don't know how much you and I have quibbled over this before. I don't know if it's $40 million or $20 million or $20, but he makes a whole lot off the field in endorsements.
Right.
He has, to my knowledge, at least a dozen national TV commercials.
Right.
If you start missing OTAs, and then if you start missing training camp,
that gives him time to shoot more commercials.
Yeah, well, it'll also make those endorsers say, is that the look we want to project?
Yeah.
We want a guy who's holding out selling our product. Some of them will say, we're going to hold out paying you because we don't want your commercials anymore.
No.
Trust me on that. It will look bad.
Skip.
He will start to tarnish his image and reputation.
Let me ask you a question. If Dak was not any good, would these endorsers be lining up to sign him? Would the Cowboys be in this position? I don't remember Quincy Carter having these kind of endorsement deals. Do you? No, because he wasn't Dak. He wasn't that good.
Mm-mm.
So in other words, they're putting their product behind Dak because they believe he's good and he can sell said product. Well, the Cowboys are basically saying, yeah, y'all believe in him, but y'all believe in him more than we do.
Mm.
Skip, that's all they're saying. And Dak is sitting back. He and Tyre France, they see that. And I don't blame him.
Wait a second. You're the guy who's told me for 3 years he just ain't that good. You've told me again and again he's a below average quarterback. And so I can't make 2 + 2 = 4 from the other side of the table because you can't tell me he deserves top money.
But here's the thing. A below average quarterback compared to a below average any other position is still worth meg on the market. Skip, you go – look. We live in L.A. and we know what the real estate is in L.A. A shack in Malibu is still in Malibu.
Yep.
And it's still going to command top dollar, if you can believe that. I mean, I just saw somebody had a place like 2,000 square foot. It was a fixer-upper. Went for $14 million. It's still in Malibu.
Location.
Exactly. So guess what? Dak says quarterback.
America's team.
Position.
Endorsements, commercials.
You
got to
pay for that. Jared calls you to pay for that. You got to pay for that, Skip. You got to pay.
So Dak is going to sit back and look at the team that's starting to be built around him and say, wait a second, we just got Gerald McCoy for a steal of a deal
paid him $6 million. Paid him big money.
No, you did not. Gerald McCoy, you stole him for what he could. He was the third pick in the draft once upon a time.
Dak probably laid up in his bed like this here looking at the ceiling. He's like, they gave the left tackle top dollar, the center top dollar, left right guard top dollar. Jalen Smith got top dollar.
Wait a second. We just signed Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. He's pretty good for $4 million a year. Mike McCarthy drafted him. He played for him in Green Bay.
Yeah, but Skip,
all of a sudden, is that not a little upgrade at safety? I'm not saying big upgrade,
Skip,
but a little.
Ask yourself, the guy is just finishing up his first contract, and this is his 14th.
In 3 years. Yeah,
I'll
give you that.
So
I've always liked him.
Yeah.
And I'm glad McCarthy got him. McCarthy will get the most out of him. Is he better than Jeff Heath? Yeah, he's an upgrade. I'm not going to say he's way better, but I say God bless your Vegas Raiders with Jeff Heath because – he tries hard, but he's just not that great. You know, he's just not that talented.
But Skip, here's the thing, is that what Dak is looking at, he's looking at DeMarcus Lawrence get top dollar. He's one of the three or four highest paid defensive linemen in all of football.
I got that, but if you're telling me he's asking for inbounds money, just sort of near the top money right now, but not Patrick Mahomes money, I'm with you, and I believe if that's where they are, if they're that close, that Jerry will get this done before July 15th.
Hell, all this money out of bounds.
I know, but there's barely in bounds, and then there's way out of bounds, and I still believe they're way out of bounds, or Jerry would have done this he would have done it a year ago.
Well, here's the thing, though, Skip. How far out of bounds are you willing to go? I mean, if you just look over the out of bounds, that's not out of bounds, and maybe he's just looking, but if you're going to step – just a toe, that's not really out of bounds. But if you want to put your whole body out of there, Skip, look, I believe if Jerry Jones says, Dak, we got $85 million fully guaranteed and $150 to $160 million over 4 years, take it or leave it. That's my drop-dead price. Dak's there.
No mercy.
So after Darius Slay was traded by Detroit to Philadelphia, he just flat-out unloaded on his ex-head coach, Matt Patricia. Slay said the first time they met that he had just come from a workout with Richard Sherman and Aqib Talib and Xavier Rhodes. Mm-hmm. And that in that first meeting, Patricia just flat out told him, you're not elite. You're not as good as those three guys you were just working out with. Then after a training camp practice that same year, this mm-hmm. is their first year together 2 years ago. And by the way, Slay had just made
his second Pro Bowl.
This is after they're going into their first
year. He was
year.
All pro that season,
he was
too.
All pro, and he had led the league in interceptions, but he was not elite.
Right.
So after a training camp practice, Slay posted a social media picture of an unnamed receiver for the Lions who had gotten the best of him in that camp practice, right. And he was congratulating right. him in the picture.
You won that one.
You got the best of yep. me. You know that feeling.
Yep.
Didn't happen to you often, but nope. every once in a while you'd yeah. say, okay, you got me, bro, yeah. right? That night in the team meeting, Patricia shamed Darius Slay in front of the team by putting the picture up and saying you cannot kiss up to somebody who got the best of you, except he used a much more profane analogy. Right. Was he out of bounds in both instances?
Well, as a coach, Skip, one of the things that you must understand is that you're going to be dealing with 53 guys from 53 different backgrounds, socioeconomics, race, religious, mm-hmm. all that stuff. And so the thing that the really good coaches, they know how to get through to each individual guy. You treat them all fair, but you don't treat them all the same. We understand that, Skip. I'll give you a story. When Mike first got back, I had a meeting with Mike Shanahan.
Mike Shanahan, yep.
He called me and he said, Shannon, he says, you're the best receiving tight end in football. He says, but I'm going to need more of you. I'm going to need more out of you in the blocking game. He says, now, Shannon, if you can't give me that, I'm going to have to move on without you.
Yep.
I get that. I said, Mike, I'm the best tight end in football. Okay, you say receiver. I said, I'm the best tight end. I'll give you that. It's all about approach, Skip. You don't go up and the first time you meet somebody, you tell them what they're not. The thing that a coach does is that he builds you up from within.
Yep.
So even if he doesn't think you're that good, mm-hmm. he plays to your Skip, when you play professional sports, you believe you're damn good. You don't get to the level that we're at the NFL without being good. You were a good high school player. You were a good college player. And to come into this league and become an all-pro and become a Pro Bowl player, you're pretty good. So you build on that. Look, congratulations for working out with those guys. Hey, that's great. Greatness around greatness. But I believe, Darius, you can be even better. I believe you're better than those guys.
That would
because
work.
Here are some of the things that in my years of working around DBs, mm-hmm. Coach Belichick, this is some of the things where I can see I can help you get better. Why would you go there and immediately try to tear the guy down? Because, see, that's an ego trip. That's an ego trip, Skip. That's my thing. It's my show now. Now, this is the same Matt Patricia that over the last 2 years, he has kept his job and has as many wins as Jim Caldwell had his last year that he got fired for.
True.
He's won 9 games in 2 years. Jim Caldwell got fired for going 9-7 a year before he made the playoffs.
Mm.
Skip, that's what guys don't understand. Guys do not care. What you did in New England, can you help me get better? By beating me down is not helping me get better. It's going to make me despise you and tune you out and not listen to anything you have to say. But he's lucky because a lot of guys, Skip, would have stepped to him and said, bro, from moving forward, you have the DC or you have my position coach address me. Therefore, it don't become physical.
True.
That's the way you have because – I don't know where these guys think they can come and just talk to. That's a main Skip. At the end of the day, my grandfather told my brother, I'm a turtle of you, Skip. He said, boy, no matter where you go in life, he says, I'm sending you out to be a man. Mm-hmm. And when you leave wherever you are, you still a man. Don't you let nobody take that from you. Matt Patricia, you mm-hmm. need to understand. Now, I know how Coach Belichick, he treats everybody the same,
mm-hmm.
but you can't do that
by the
because
way,
you're not Coach Belichick.
Quick point back to you. Darius Slay grew up in Brunswick, Georgia, which I think is only about an hour from where you grew up in South Georgia.
It's about 90 miles south.
Right?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So you can sort of relate here.
Yeah.
He went to Mississippi State before he was drafted by the Lions, mm-hmm. but you can relate in the background
yeah.
in how he would look at a white coach he's never met before.
Yes.
Talking to me like that?
Yes. Absolutely.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. I know how you would take
yeah.
it.
Especially in today's time, Skip. Now, when I first came up in high school, coaches grabbed you by the face mask. They shoved, Skip. They did all kind of things, but not in today's time.
No, I got
and
it.
And then once you get to a certain age, Skip, you're a man. Darius Slay, I don't know if he has kids, but he pays bills. He pays a mortgage. You can't, that's not a child.
Okay, I'm going to remind everybody. Matt Patricia played football at something called Rensselaer Polytech in Troy, New York, up above Albany, right, just north of Albany. He played guard for 4 years. I didn't even know they call it RPI, had a football team. I wasn't sure. No offense to them, but I'm just saying,
right,
you came from virtually nowhere,
right,
and you came up the ladder with the Patriots, and you got to be the quote-unquote defensive coordinator. You were Coach Pencil with your pencil behind your ear. Do you really think he called plays for Belichick? He did not.
Right.
Because the first play calling ever done for Bill Belichick to me was last year by his son, Steve. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Right.
So you can be in name only defensive coordinator because Belichick runs the defense.
Right.
Off that, you springboard into Bob Quinn, who used to work for the Patriots running the Lions, mm-hmm, said, oh, maybe you're a chip off the Belichick block.
Right.
So when Matt Patricia gets his first head coaching job, which he might or might not have deserved.
Right.
What's he try to do when he walks in the door? Be Bill Belichick.
Correct.
Watch this.
Yes.
Bill Belichick could get away with talking to players like that because that's the way it was from day one.
From day one.
Once he got this guy out of heaven who fell into his lap named Tom Brady.
Right, right.
Does Matt Patricia have Tom Brady in Detroit to be his buffer with the players?
No.
He does not.
He does not, Skip. And the difference is that Coach Belichick established that, so no player there really was already established when Coach Belichick got there.
They were not.
Darius Slay was an all-pro before you set
good
foot
point
in there.
Yeah.
And so you talk now, if he had come up under Matt Patricia, so maybe the guy, Skip, that Patricia drafted the last 2 years, maybe they're more accepting of that because that's what they know.
Mm-hmm.
But you get a guy that's established.
Yeah. So remember, if Darius Slay could have gone to Tom Brady the next day and said, hey, Tom, what was Bill? Why did you talk to me like
right
that? Tom would say, it's okay. Calm
right
down. Let it slide.
Right.
It's okay. It's just the way he is.
Right.
It'll be okay.
Right.
We're going to win a bunch of
right
football games. Well, Matthew Stafford can't do that because he didn't even know Coach Pencil, right?
Right.
I mean,
right,
this is they're all in this together. This
right
is the first year around
right
with him.
Yeah.
So remember, if Patricia had come from a DB background, like my friend Herman Edwards,
right,
he played in the league
uh-huh
and he was a really good player.
Right.
Okay, if he had talked to him that way, or I'll go all the way back to the great Tom Landry.
Right.
He'd been a DB in the
right
league, right?
Right, right.
Or let's go
Todd
to
Bowles. Todd Bowles.
Todd Bowles
played DB in the NFL.
Yeah, Tony Dungy. Right. How about that? Dick Geron was
right
a pretty good DB
yes
in the league. If any of those guys had met him and said, you know what, you're not elite, at least they'd be speaking from a position of experience, of made men at defensive back,
Skip,
right?
Let's just say for the sake of argument, one offseason, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger's working out. Brady comes back, and Coach Belichick, Brady, what the hell are you doing? You're not on those guys' level.
Yeah.
Why the hell are you working out with them? That's a different story. I think this thing would have blown up a lot quicker
okay
had he talked to him like that. Because basically you say, like, what?
Yep. So remember, Darius made it clear yesterday, his first day as an Eagle, okay, we did make peace and we did okay together, but he still unloaded because that stuck in his
right
craw.
Right.
He was deeply
right
offended and he wanted to get out of his craw and make it clear what was going on in Detroit because with those 2 years together, they
right
went 6-10 and 3-12-1, right?
Right? Yeah.
So all of a sudden, I'm looking at Coach Pencil in Detroit trying to recreate the Patriots because he and Bob Quinn, what do they keep doing? They signed Trey Flowers a year ago. They
went, overpaid.
Okay, 3-12-1, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this year they've added, well, they got Amendola
yeah
a couple of years ago.
Right.
But, okay, so then they go Jamie Collins this year, Daron Harmon, and Danny Shelton. So they just keep going Patriot, Patriot, Patriot,
right,
Patriot, trying to reinvent, recreate.
Well, what they're trying to do also, Skip, is to get guys in there so they can say, well, this is what he's saying when he says this. This is what he means when he says that. And this is how he wants you to practice. And this is what he wants you to do. Okay, but what about can you coach? Can you teach me? Can you help me grow? That's what guys want to know, Skip. I don't look, most of my position coaches were very close to my age. I didn't care how old you were. Could you help me get better
yep
without trying to demean me and make me feel less than? That's all I care about.
And my last quick point is I really admire Darius Slay. I'm sorry he went to Philadelphia because that's our arch rivals, Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, go lock
he
up
will make them a lot better.
Yeah, remember what he did to Amari Cooper?
Do I?
Do you remember?
8 targets, 3 catches, 38 yards.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the road unwarrior
yeah
that is
more of
Amari
that to come
on the road. He's nobody.
More
but
of that to
home
come.
Yes.
More of that to come.
No, maybe not. We'll figure it out. Maybe under Mike McCarthy, Amari will figure out how to play on the road.
Okay.
Okay, next up, let's change the subject back to my man, Tom Brady.
Oh, your guy, huh?
He officially passed his physical, I think, yesterday up in New York on a doctor that they had both agreed on, them and him and the Bucks. And he officially signed his new deal with Tampa Bay, and then he posted to IG this morning, excited, humble, and hungry. And then he said, if there's one thing I've learned about football, it's that nobody cares what you did last year or the year before. Shannon Sharp, mm-hmm. any problems with those statements?
None. I've been trying to tell people that for the longest, and I've been getting criticized by you. Mm. It doesn't matter he won 6 Super Bowls. Mm. It doesn't matter he's been
I buy that. I agree.
2019, what did the numbers say? Moving forward, Skip, listen. If you're in the corporate world, you understand what a golden parachute is. They give you these large sums of money and stocks because of what you've done for the company. But they give you that as a going away gift. That means you're going away. Tom Brady's not going away. So what are we heaping praise on him for? Nah, what can you do moving forward?
True.
The $25 million tells me, look, I believe they were bidding against themselves. And I told you there was not going to be this flurry of teams. Oh, everybody go. No, they don't. Hmm. He's 43. Two teams wanted Tom Brady. Two. It's hard for you to believe that, Skip Bayless, but I told you. There's not a whole lot of market for a 43-year-old quarterback coming off statistically his worst season in a very, very long time.
Hmm.
Now, he got his money, but guess what, Skip Bayless? He's not going to have to carry the team. The team going to carry him now. Because
hmm.
he got them studs outside. He got two studs tight ends.
You're scared.
Scared yeah. of what? He's still 43.
You're scared of another Super Bowl for Tom Brady. Mm-hmm.
Drew Brees said, nah, not on my watch.
So I'm going to have to correct you by going to the ultimate source. Jeff Darlington of ESPN was all over this story from the start. When I really needed to know what was happening, I listened to Jeff Darlington. He said a week ago, 8 teams very interested in Tom Brady, 4 ready to leap and sign him tonight. Mm-hmm. You remember when he said that?
We talked about it
on Disputed. Mm-hmm. He also said this morning on ESPN that Brady did not want to leverage the teams interested in him against each other. He did not want to auction himself off or create any kind of a bidding war because he really didn't care how much money he made. He's always taken less to play for the Patriots. And in this case, according to Jeff Darlington, the first offer that Tampa made, he said, okay. That's what he said. So I'm going to go with the ultimate
Skip,
source.
You saw
8 teams, 4 really wanted him. And finally he said, okay, Tampa, you want me the worst? I'll take the least. I'll take whatever you give me. $25 million.
What was the market?
It could have been huge if you
Teddy
pushed
Bridgewater
it.
Got 20, basically got 21 a year. Drew
bidding
Green
war,
got 25.
Bidding war, he could have gotten 35.
Ain't no bidding war for
you don't think Tampa would have
no.
paid 35 for
no.
him? He's the ultimate free agent magnet.
No.
He's going to attract any and everybody.
And remember, Skip, it's not about what he's done. What can he do? We're not talking about See, that's the thing, Skip. Having been a free agent, having gone somewhere else after you've had enormous success. Now, I didn't have the success that Tom had in New England with Denver, but I was a 2-time Super Bowl champ, but I was going to Baltimore. Those 1,000-yard seasons, those Pro Bowls, those All-Pro, what you going to do for the Ravens? Tom, what are you going to do for the Bucks? It was nice that you got 6 Super Bowls for New England.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which one of those trophies is going to come down and make its way down to Tampa?
He took his worst supporting cast ever to perfect position to be the 2 seed last year in the final regular season game that he played in Foxborough.
Oh my God.
He had them positioned with another 4th quarter comeback game-winning drive to go up 24-20 on the Miami Dolphins, and Ryan Fitzpatrick went 80 yards on Belichick's defense to beat him. That's not Brady's fault. He can't play safety.
Well, Coach Belichick says, you know, I had us in prime position to win the game. Mm. I gave up 14 points at home, 0 in the second half. Mm. And what did I get?
Well, he gave up 7 to end the game because with 5 seconds left, Ryan Fitzpatrick threw a touchdown pass to beat him. So that was 7 in the 4th quarter,
No. He didn't know no touchdown to beat him. That pick 6. Huh. What about that pick 6?
He brought him back to the lead.
No.
He overcame that.
I'm talking about Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Ryan Tannehill and the Tennessee Titans.
Oh.
I gave up 14 points at home in a playoff game.
Yeah. Okay.
I gave up 0 points in the second half.
Yep.
Come on, Tom.
They would have had a bye week to get a little healthier because Julian Edelman, as we know, as you've admitted, was beat all to hell. shell of himself, shadow, right?
So I guess I know another guy that was a shell of himself too, but you don't want to mention that.
No, he had a pretty good year, actually.
Pretty good.
With nobody to throw to.
Pretty good. And so
his
on.
Wide receivers were dead last in the NFL in separation.
Skip, this is what you tell me when we judge LeBron James. You say he's a Mount Rushmore player, and we both agree Tom Brady is a Mount Rushmore player. Mm. So he's supposed to be held to the highest of highs.
So I held LeBron to that standard last year, and he missed the playoffs.
Whoa,
he didn't have enough help, so he needed AD.
Whoa.
Right?
Whoa. So what is he doing now?
Okay, so Tom went and got him some ADs. He got four or five of them. I'll admit that.
Okay.
He got Bruce Arians. He's actually going to have fun. And, you know, I loved what else he put at the bottom of his IG post.
What did he put?
I'm not going to say much more. I think this will be the last you'll hear from him. I'm just going to get to work, hashtag year one. So it's going to be year 21, but he's going back to work in year one in Tampa Bay. And that other word that he used in the opening line was hungry. I have told you from the start.
He was hungry last year, remember?
He's going to be all-time hungry. You will never have seen him as driven as he is to get to a Super Bowl before Belichick does.
I remember post last year where he was talking about he was hungry this season. He's hungry for – guess what? He was still hungry. He just didn't eat.
Mm.
He's still hungry. Mm. He just didn't eat, Skip Bayless.
He had the two seed on the tip of his tongue, mm-hmm. and he had to spit it out because of Belichick's defense. Way to go.
Skip, all this would have done was delay the inevitable. You know they were not going to the Super Bowl this year. Brady didn't play well enough, and he couldn't elevate them.
Well, why do you think he didn't want to go back to New England?
No,
cupboard's bare. You admitted it. Told me the other day, right before your very eyes, Belichick let this team get old.
He did. And guess what? The quarterback is the oldest one.
Playing young.
Mike Giardi of NFL Network mm-hmm. said that he spoke to Mr. Kraft.
Yep.
And it's the situation like I told my coach when me and my girlfriend broke up in 1987. We were both sick. He was like, what you mean, Shannon? I was sick of her and she was sick of me. Coach Belichick was sick of Tom. Tom was sick of Coach Belichick.
True.
And it was best for them to part ways.
Was Robert Kraft sick of Tom Brady? Nope.
He could have intervened. He could have been.
You know what? I don't think he could. I think he tried to. He said he offered him a new deal.
Duh.
He said Tom initiated the contact with him and came to his house and finally said,
but
Mr. Kraft, I don't want to stay here.
But guess who if he'd have wanted him? Coach Belichick could have initiated the deal and said, Tom, I got 3 years on the table at the same money that Tampa gave you.
Yeah, but Tom wants to win a 7th and an 8th Super Bowl, and he can't do that in New England.
He wasn't going to do it. Coach Belichick said, I got year to year. I got 1 year for you. What you want on that?
How many great moves has Belichick made in the wake of Tom Brady?
Whoa.
Have you counted them?
A lot of them.
Can you count them on one hand or two? How about on no hands?
I
don't need any hands to count his good moves.
Did he sign Randy Moss? Did he sign Wes Welker?
Once upon a time.
Yeah. All those guys.
What's been happening lately?
Corey Dillon.
Really?
Yep.
How about Joe Tooney? He tagged him. You impressed?
Super
Bowl or bust with Joe Tooney?
He's like, I can't lose.
You impressed?
I can't lose everybody.
Yep. And all of a sudden, Tom Brady says, God, down there I got warmer weather.
Yeah.
I got a coach I'm going to love with an advisor in Tom Moore, the great Tom Moore I'm really going to love.
Now, Skip, you know B.A. coach hard now.
Okay.
He coach hard.
Yeah, but he coaches quarterbacks.
Yeah,
he loves quarterbacks.
No question.
And he's going to play to Tom's strength of strengths.
Right.
He's going to let him throw it where he needs to throw it on time, get it out of his hands, protect him better. He's got two Pro Bowl receivers and two really good young tight ends he's never had in New England, at least in the last couple of years, with no Gronk.
Not that kind of talent.
Huh?
Not that kind of talent.
Well, four better receivers than he had on his entire roster last year.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
No mercy.
Welcome back to an undisputed primetime special, and my partner Shannon Sharp's going to love this topic because last night, LeBron James...
Man of the people.
Yeah, man of the people because he's got a billion fans out there. He held an IG live video chat with those billions of fans,
mm-hmm.
and he said during that chat that he feared in 2012 that if the Heat had lost Game 6 of the conference finals in Boston... that Pat Riley would have broken up the Heat's big three, and LeBron said it might have been the quickest breakup in basketball history. And as we know, the Heat had won games 1 and 2 at home, then they lost 3, 4, and 5 of that series, so they're down 3-2. And thanks, mostly to LeBron James. They won game six at Boston 98-79. Then they won game seven in Miami 101-88. And then they beat the baby Thunder 4-1. Baby Thunder in the finals. So, Mr. Sharp, do you believe that Pat Riley, if they had lost that game six, would have broken up what was then called the Heatles?
Yes, Skip, because a lot of people still, even though they won two titles, they went to four finals, a lot of people still consider that a failure. They expected them to win all four, you know, as long as they were together, to win the finals every single year. And if you lose in the fashion in which they lost in 2011 to the Mavericks, and to come back and lose to the Celtics, and I believe you put this team together to get you over the hump against the Celtics, and to lose, Skip, I don't know if Pat Riley would have kept this thing together, but we'll never know, because old GOAT James, he went to rare form,
had
his hand on his knees, and it was over for Paul Pierce and the Celtics. Over!
Really?
Yep.
It was mainly over for Paul Pierce and the Celtics because they were old. All of them were old, old, old. You're going to gloat about winning a game six at Boston? When I'm looking at Ray Allen was 36th in his 15th year, and KG was 35 in his 16th year, and Paul Pierce was 34 in his 13th year. That was just an old, old, old big three in Boston. They weren't just breaking up. They were just aging up.
Yeah,
they were out. That was the end of them.
We aged them.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
really?
We aged them. Yeah, we aged them. Yeah. Yep.
So
sure did.
I believe that LeBron James is cherry picking one game in his legacy to make up for all the disasters in his legacy. And I remind everybody out there, he's 3-6 in NBA Finals.
Might be 4-6 when we resume.
Really? Well, he could have been 2-7 if not for Ray Allen's shot as a Miami Heat that helped him out the following year, saved his legacy from 2-7.
Well, first of all, Skip, they're not even in that position if LeBron doesn't go bonkers in the fourth quarter. They're down to start the fourth by 10.
So let's look at what happened the previous 2 years to the 2012 year in question. 2010 Conference Finals against these same Celtics when they were all 2 years younger. LeBron had a hard time because he went 2-1 in the first three games, and he had a monster game at Boston. You remember game three of the 2010? Now he's a Cavalier at that point. Mm-hmm. And then right on schedule, 4-5-6, no. And all of a sudden in his exit, Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cavaliers, accused him of quitting. Do you remember that?
I do.
Against the Boston Celtics. Yeah. He said the Celtics made him quit. And somebody in LeBron's camp tipped off several reporters that LeBron actually had to be sedated during those games because of some issue in the locker room. I'm sorry, I'm calling baloney on that, but who knows? Yeah, maybe so.
Let's just say, for the sake of argument, let's just say the big three were together in 2010. So that's LeBron, D-Wade, and Chris Bosh.
But they weren't.
And Paul Pierce was in Boston by himself. No KG, no Ray Allen, no Rondo. Mm-hmm. How many games do you think Paul Pierce wins?
Well, he's not the GOAT. You said LeBron's the GOAT.
So let that
so the GOAT should have dominated.
So how
and he
many,
did. He dominated many, in their house.
How many playoff games series did Michael Jordan win without Scottie? Over. Couldn't get out the first round.
We had to play some of the greatest teams in the history of the league.
Oh, really?
Were the Celtics one of the great teams ever?
Yes.
In 2010? I don't think so.
Whoa.
Were they better than the Bird Celtics? No. McHale and Parrish?
My point is,
DJ?
A great team will beat a great player. And that's what we saw. The Celtics were a great team. They had a young Rondo, KG. KG was Defensive Player of the Year, if I'm not mistaken, Skip Bayless. Ray Allen, Hall of Famer. Paul Pierce going to the Hall of Fame against LeBron. Ilgauskas. I forget the other guy. The guy from Brazil. What's his name? Verjao.
Oh, Verjao. Yeah,
really, Skip?
Andy.
Yeah,
Anderson
Verjao.
He's a good player.
Candace Parker, brother.
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
That's what he's going up against if you
want
him to beat that.
Yeah.
Really,
okay.
Skip?
Mo Williams is a good player. He's an all-star. Come on.
But what
He's
happened?
He's the GOAT.
What happened?
And he quits at the owner?
Hold on.
Really?
If Michael Jordan was the GOAT, why couldn't he get past?
This is about LeBron. Why do we keep bringing
because
up
what you, because,
this guy?
Because
that's
what
all you need to
because,
know. He's the logo.
Because what you tried, that's the logo on his own company.
Yeah.
He's the logo.
He's the logo. It's all anybody cares
Jerry
about.
Jerry West is the logo. Yeah. So you need to stop that.
You know who's the logo.
Skip, because what you're trying to do is that you're trying to diminish LeBron, saying that he couldn't get by four potential Hall of Famers by himself when nobody was able to do that.
Okay, then let's move on to the next next year, 2011, his first year with the Heatles. Yes. He's got lots of help.
Yes.
And here we go with the same recipe for disaster.
Yes.
He gets up 2-1. He played great in game 3 at Dallas.
He did.
NBA Finals, what happens?
They lost.
4, 5, and 6.
He lost.
We saw the biggest superstar meltdown in not just NBA history, in sports history.
Oh, that Mavericks team?
As the chosen one became the frozen
what?
One. He just froze up.
But you know what, Skip?
Okay, it's that had just happened. So he had, quote unquote, quit against the Celtics the year before 2010.
Uh-huh.
2011, he froze up in games 4, 5, and 6, and they blew the finals
uh-huh.
to Dallas.
Yeah.
They should have won that.
Yo, they,
come on. And now he's cherry picking one game the next year that got them to play the Baby Thunder. And look at what I did.
Well,
that's sanitizing your resume.
It's funny that you
And you know what? Those billions of blind witnesses, they buy this. They swallow it whole.
It's funny that you mentioned about the Mavs of 2011 and try to pretend like they weren't good. But did you know, Skip, they swept the back-to-back champ Lakers in the playoffs?
Yep.
They also beat what you call the Baby Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that would mean they were pretty good. Mm-hmm. They swept Kobe, Powell, Bynum, Fisher. Lamar Odom, Metta World Peace, swept them.
Mm.
Were they any good? Now, they were just back-to-back champs.
Well, this was the GOAT.
Whoa.
Along with Dwayne and Bosch.
I'm just saying, Skip.
Bosch was a perennial all-star in Toronto.
You make it seem like they lost to a 8th seed.
Mm.
If I'm not mistaken, the Mavericks were pretty good.
And do you remember what your GOAT did in the NBA Finals that year against the Baby Thunder? Well, he had a lot of help.
No.
You need help. Shane Battier made 5 out of 7 threes in that game 2 at Oklahoma City. Remember that?
Yeah.
And then Dwayne came up big in game 3. But remember game 4? It was the Mario Chalmers game,
yeah.
in which Chalmers scored 25, and 12 of those came in the fourth quarter of a tight game.
Yeah.
And then do you remember the closeout game 5 in Miami? Do you remember Mike Miller made 7 of 8 threes? Will that help? Yeah, that'll help.
But Skip, that's what it's called.
So it wasn't all about the GOAT, was it?
Hold on. Who knew that in a team sport, you're allowed to have teammates? So LeBron James is the only player in NBA history allowed to have teammates,
teammates in that finals, they played possessed.
Stop.
When has Shane Battier ever done that? Or Mario ever done that? Or Mike Miller? I love all three of them. Had them on shows. Love them all.
Yes.
But they played out of their gourds in those games that turned that series around.
It was one game, Skip. You make it seem like they played like this all the time.
Okay, but my point is, in the big picture of things, that was a great game. He went for, in that game 6 we're talking about, he went for 45-15,
Woo!
Which he was very capable of doing.
And he called the dogs off because he went and sat down with like 5-6 minutes left because
okay,
it was over.
So do I really believe that Pat Riley would have broken up the Heatles if they had lost that game? No.
Yes.
They were too committed in salaries to all of them.
No, you could have broken them up.
Stop it. You're not going to break them up.
They had no trade clause. Well, it didn't make any sense to keep it together.
If he was going to break them up, he would have broke them up after LeBron let him down in the previous finals.
After 1 year, let's see if we can get...
Well, come on. Well, what would be the difference in the next year? He'd say, this isn't working. It was going to work.
Over? You go over? I mean, LeBron said not one, not two, and said what he said, and now you're 0-2. In order, so now, yes. I believe you would have broken it up, but we'll never know. Because LeBron said, I'm not going out like this.
Revisionist.
LeBron
history,
says, I'm not going
I'm
out
sorry.
Like this. And Gabe Paul.
Unfortunately, I get to stop you right now because we are out of time, Mr. Sharp. Thank you very much for watching. And thanks to Jonathan and John and Daniela for making this show possible and make it happen. Thanks to my wife, Ernestine, and my little Maltese, Hazel, for letting us use their house once again. We will let you know by Monday exactly when we'll be on next week. Until then, please stay safe out there, and please stay home. No mercy.